Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. A celebratory 5 p.m. Funky Buddha happy hour because the Florida Panthers kicked some mother bleeping ass last night, man.
On the ice and between the whistles.
They went undefeated in fights. Like, that's great. There's that still where it's just everybody's fighting somebody on the ice. Like, there's a pile. There's five different piles at one time yesterday. It was old school stuff, bro. It was wild.
I just think I don't know if I don't want to give them a heads up if they're listening, but this whole tough guy thing is not something you want to do with this Panthers roster. Just play hockey and let's get out of there, because if you want to start fights every 5 minutes and slap people in the back of their damn knees with sticks, the Panthers are going to turn around and punch you in your damn face.
So I thought this was perfect. Crowder, you'll love this. Pete Blackburn, he covers – he's a hockey guy, does podcasting. I think he does some hockey coverage for CBS. This is what he tweeted yesterday. This has been a mental warfare game that the Panthers have basically won unanimously. Just belt to ass physically, mentally, and on the scoreboard. And I quoted it, and I said, belt to ass really is the perfect way to describe the Panthers' victory yesterday. They got their belt. They curled it up, or maybe in a Latin household, la chancleta. They got the chancleta, and they turned the Oilers around, and they just whooped their ass repeatedly all night long.
We did, in the Crowder family, we call it a pow-pow, because you can't say spanking or beating anymore because, you know, people act funny about that. But no, the Panthers showed – it was just crazy. First two games, 4-3, 5-4, both overtime. Second game, double overtime. Okay, we can play with y'all, but that game three was belt to ass. That game three was a good old-fashioned butt-whooping, a good old-fashioned pow-pow, and then – the worst thing that happens is when you get beat on the court, on the ice, we'll say, and then you get mad and now you just want to fight. And then you start losing the fights.
That's the funniest part, yeah.
Solana, that 5-on-5 when everybody was fighting, the Panthers were 5-0 in the 5-on-5. Nobody. I wanted Skinner and Bobrovsky to go because I knew Bobrovsky would whoop Skinner's ass too. This is not the team to try to physically dominate. You don't want to get in that game with the Panthers. Bill Zito, great job. Paul Maurice is sitting there. He doesn't even respond to 5-on-5. Everybody's fighting. And he looked like, I said earlier, like he was watching Netflix. It's what we do. And they got into it. They jumped into a realm that I don't think they really want to get into too much.
It's the only thing that would have made last night better. Skinner and Bob going at it. A goalie fight. But, bro, there's this video of, like, everybody's just throwing haymakers and Bob is kind of just skating around, kind of watching it, but not really. He just seems disinterested. That dude is a stone-cold killer. By the way, Crowder, Hawk's not here anymore. You can be honest with me. Udonis Haslem gave you a gift for your 40th birthday party, right? That's ridiculous. You're just lying about that. I don't believe you.
You don't do that.
Udonis Haslem didn't give you a gift for your 40th birthday?
Udonis Haslem didn't give me not one gift. Zach Thomas didn't give me not one gift. You know Pink Sweats? He's like a multi-millionaire selling artist.
Yeah,
he was at my birthday party.
I remember, right.
Pink Sweats didn't give me a gift because it's not a transaction. We are celebrating each other. I want to be around you for my birthday. I respect you enough to want you to be there, and you respect me enough to come.
No,
to
I know.
My birthday.
I heard the argument, and I think you're full of BS. The fact that the captain didn't give you UD, come on, bro. UD didn't give you a birthday gift. That's a bad look. That's a bad look.
UD
man.
Has something called OG40. You can look it up and see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I did receive some UG40. Mm-hmm. I mean OG, not UG.
Mm-hmm.
OG 40s,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
pre-rolled,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that
yeah.
wasn't a birthday gift. That was a friendship.
Huh, okay, all right. See, now you start to peel back the layers a little bit, and I'm starting to dig a little bit, and you got the best gift of all, man.
But no, Salon, I don't know, Kuzak was very, I don't expect anything if you invite me to your house, I don't expect to bring anything. If I invite you to my house, uh-huh. I don't expect you to bring anything.
All right. Yeah. Hey,
you're invited to something.
Hawk's gone. You can the shtick can be done, Crowder.
The
Hawk's
shtick's
gone.
Not up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. By the way, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha is turning 12. So join them to celebrate 12 years of Funky Buddha in Oakland Park free. All-day anniversary bash at the brewery Saturday, June 21st. That starts at noon. Saturday, June 21st. Here's what you can expect per my list here. 50-plus beers on draft, live music throughout the day, games for everyone, beer pong, cornhole, ping pong, Jenga. I love a giant Jenga. They have a special can release of their Key Lime Pie beer. You can upgrade to VIP from 12 to 3. And you get unlimited pours of rare and limited release beers, a commemorative tasting glass, endless hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a really, really awesome time. And don't forget, through the end of June, we're being told that just ask for Hawk's Nachos to receive a 10% discount off your bill. You're not going to get nachos, but you will get 10% off your bill. Hey, you ever do a shoey? You know what that is? Back in your college days, you ever chug a beer out of your shoe?
I hung with the white boys a lot in the frat houses. Uh-huh. I really did. I did the. That's when I first did my first bong, the funnel thing when they had
bong?
The long tube,
yeah.
And put liquor and beer in this big long tube, mm-hmm. and you just suck it out, let it just go down. It's like six drinks at one time.
Yeah,
but. I saw a shoey and it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, I don't understand that. I've done the mouth enema, the beer bong for sure, but I really mm-hmm. just don't understand the shoey. But last night that went viral also after the Panthers game because you had DJ Khaled opening up the festivities. He actually tossed to the introductions, and then at the end of the first period during the first intermission, DJ Khaled performed. He's just yelling, "We the best." It was actually kind of fire. Bam, and speaking of UD, they were out there banging the drum yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Heat 1-0, by the way. Heat 1-0 in the Stanley Cup final.
Just throwing it out there.
Running out of people. They got Tyler Hero. Who else is going to bang the drum?
Oh, man. What if they can get Pat Riley? What if they can get Pat Riley? Davion Mitchell?
Okay, you can do Pat. You can do it, Pat and Spo. If you said Donovan Mitchell, I was going to punch you.
Bam, Spo, Tyler, Pat Riley. What about Andy Ellisberg?
Take him a while to get up the stairs, but he can bang it.
And Uptown Dale. Uptown Dale is going to be out there.
Uptown Dale's on.
Yeah, what's up with this? What's up with this shoey stuff, bro? Like,
it's nasty. That's nasty.
This video is going viral of this kid. He's sitting in the stands. If you don't know what it is, they literally take off their shoe, like a sneaker. Been wearing it all day. They pour a beer into the shoe, and then they drink the beer out of the shoe. Would you rather take a punch from Jonah Gajewicz or crush a beer out of your shoe? Nah, I think we lost Crowder. I think the answer is drink a beer out of my shoe, but that just goes to show how big of a badass Jonah Gajewicz really is. We'll try to reconnect with Crowder before the next segment. He's out in Las Vegas. Hawk had to take this segment off for a couple minutes because he's actually planning his wedding vows renewal party up in the Jersey Shore. It's all right, Crowder. We'll take a break here anyways, and we'll try to get you resituated for the next segment. I'll finish up headlines here. Headlines, by the way, are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Florida Panthers, no joke, if you're just joining us, we've talked about it all show long. The Florida Panthers absolutely kicked the Oilers' ass yesterday from start to finish. Bro, the vibes at the stadium were electric. From the second Marchie was able to get that goal early in the game all the way until the very end of the game, it was insane. Shout out to Doug Plagans, who got a birthday victory yesterday as well. The Florida Panthers showed up on his birthday, but they take a 2-1 series lead.
I made it back.
Yes, sir. You're good. We got you.
I heard a question, man. I'd fight anybody in the world and drink a beer out my own damn shoe.
Jonah Gajewicz? Guy's a psycho.
I would fight. Listen, I'd fight. Who's the big fella? Ovechkin.
Yeah.
I'd fight Aaron Donald. I'm just.
All right. Yeah. We'll let Crowder go. Your connection sucks, bro. We'll try to reconnect with you in a second. Let me finish up these headlines, and then we'll try to reconnect with Channing Crowder. So, couple notes on the Oilers side. Jake Walman fined $10,000. $5,000 is the most you can fine a player according to per the CBA in NHL. He was fined $5,000 for some transgressions against Matthew Tkachuk, and then he was fined $5,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct for an incident involving Florida's bench. He was squirting a water bottle at the Florida Panthers bench. In itself, effing hilarious that of all the things that happened yesterday, all the things that went down, I mean, guys throwing haymakers at each other, nonstop fights, it felt like in the third period, somebody's getting fined for squirting a water bottle. But that's what ended up happening. Draisaitl had zero shot attempts in game three yesterday. Marchand, third straight game that he has scored. And he is just absolutely dominating right now. You have game four in a couple of days. They don't play until Thursday. We'll be out there at Amerant Bank Arena live, broadcasting again for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Dolphins did hold Day 1 of Dolphins minicamp today. Tua Tagovailoa. The biggest takeaway regarding Tua were a couple things. First of all, he talked about his hip injury from a season ago, but wouldn't specify exactly what the hip injury is. Seems like he's doing okay regarding that. And he also said he could feel it in his heart. He was very adamant that there is a culture shift happening within the Miami Dolphins locker room. He felt very adamant about it. Mike McDaniel was spicy today. He dropped a couple curse words during his press conference, his media availability. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Also, Tua is team pay Jonnu Smith. He was very adamant about that as well. NBA Finals Game 3 is tomorrow night. By the way, the Marlins are in action. Yuri Perez did make his return to the lineup yesterday, and he's on the mound. Decent start, but ended up giving up 4 runs. Marlins got crushed in their series opener versus the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday. And they're going to play Game 2 of 3 tonight in Pittsburgh at 6:40 p.m.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Final segment of the show. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Welcome back to Hawkman Crowder and Solana. Hawk took off early. Crowder took off early, so it's just Jimmy and I. It's just the Solana and Jimmy show right now. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Don't forget, you've got the Funky Buddha Anniversary Bash at the brewery Saturday, June 21st, starting at 12 noon. And Hawk and Crowder fans, they get 10% off for the month of June. All you have to do is tell anybody at the tap room that you want the Hawks Nachos discount. We went up against it with that Moeller interview. But a couple things before we get out of here. Paul Maurice, some things that we didn't mention today. Paul Maurice reached a combined 1,000 career wins in both regular season and Stanley Cup playoffs as a head coach. So pretty awesome for Paul Maurice. Congrats to him. Panthers obviously dominated. We're going to talk more Cats tomorrow. Over to the NBA. You got the NBA Finals tomorrow night. But Zach Lowe covers the NBA for The Ringer. He did release a podcast breaking down potential Durant trades and landing spots. And he does mention the Miami Heat. He said he sees Miami talking themselves into a trio of Kevin Durant, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero. So that was interesting. I want to cover that tomorrow. And as far as Dolphins minicamp, today was day one, but we know about Tua Tagovailoa's comments. Some things we didn't get to. Zach Sealer was in attendance today, but Sealer has skipped on-field work. And I'm reading here in the Miami Herald, they're for unclarified reasons. Kind of makes you think, is Sealer kind of in the same boat as Jonnu Smith? Jonnu Smith was not at OTAs today, he was not at minicamp today, and apparently the only excused absence was Jalen Ramsey, who they're still trying to trade. So Jonnu Smith technically not an excused absence. So we'll hopefully get more updates tomorrow, but very interesting stuff happening over in Miami Gardens. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you very much to Randy Moeller, Clay Ferrero for joining the show as well. Hawk is off tomorrow, so it's going to be Crowder and Solana. Jimmy will be there as well. We'll talk about all those things I just mentioned. Plus, we'll dive back into the Stanley Cup Final. The Florida Panthers, after a dominant win yesterday, have given us a ton to talk about. I'm looking forward to it. Go Marlins tonight. Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana, we will talk with you, as Hawk would say, mañana. Adios, Miami.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.